Kotuteiravas Chanan, page Gimel. Eight lines from the top of the page, first column. Okay, this level of Gili Alokus that a person awakens through Sarusa de Lasata, he says, cannot come down in a level of Shmiya Pnimius. It's too great that it has to come in the level of Riya, seeing it. So now he has to say this. So he asks the question, the Inyan is as follows. Kinei when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says like this. It says, "Asher chananti lefnei Havaya," that I prayed before Havaya, before Hashem. And here by Bemeishel Rabbeinu it says, "Vaschanan el Hashem." Inyan, he says like this. Another question. Hashem keorachem v'chanun. It says in one pasuk Hashem, then Kelrachim v'Chanun, and another pasuk says Chanun v'Rachim Hashem. So, like, why is Hashem in the different place? Achine Peter Shavaya Kelrachim v'Chanun. What does it mean when you say Hashem Kelrachim v'Chanun? Shebamachine Savaya. Marker Kolis Havis from the level of Avaya, which is the source of all creations. Meaning like this. From the level of Kel Havaya, okay? Now, when it says Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun, it means that all the levels of Rachum V'Chanun come from the level of Havaya, of Yudke Vavke. Avochanun V'Rachum Hashem, what does it mean the second way? When the word Yudke Vavke is at the end, is all because he's merciful. Meaning like this. Why is there creation? Because Hashem is merciful. Therefore it says, Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Because of Hashem is merciful, that's why there's a level of rachmanis, of mercy. The first pasuk says, "VaHashem Chanun V'Rachum," means the mercy of Hashem comes in the level of Yudke Vavke. He says, "Zehu V'Schanen El Havaya," meaning "Shem Shchasti B'Chinus Chanun." I V'Schanen El Hashem. I brought down the level of Chinun of mercy. Kedei Li is B'Chinus Havaya. So Meir Shabbos says like this: "VaEschanan," which is Chanun, is why did I do it? That there should be El Hashem, that there should be coming down of creation. In order for there to be Havaya, I did Vayeschanan, meaning I brought down the level of Chanun, El Hashem, that there should be the level of Yudke Vavke. But when it says the other way, Lifnei Hashem, means it comes from a level higher than Yitzke Vavke.
So one is in Torah, one is in Haftorah, one of the Pesukim is in Torah, one Hashem, Terachim, Achanun in Torah. The other one is in Haftorah?
One is in the Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash.
But is that Haftorah of Beis HaMikdash?
No, not this one. V'zeh Shomro, Ein V'ezchanen ala Matnas Chinam. What does V'ezchanen mean? The Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down, V'eschanan means matnas chinam. I'm asking you a gift for you. You don't owe it to me. Peter chinam b'lei mitzvahs. It means chinam. Like the another pasuk says, the Jews were saying, Zachayna sadaga shenecha b'mitzrayim chinam. You remember the fish, the food that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. So the Medrash said, what do you mean for free? They were slaves. So it means chinam without mitzvahs. Okay, so chinam, obviously over in Torah, means without mitzvahs. But chinam also is the level of chanum, which is mercy. So he says, chinam b'lei mitzahayinu shehin shech b'mbechina gavaya v'nayla ma'id. That Meir Shabbeinu in the tefillah of Ve'ezchanan, reached a level shelamayla my mechinas hamitzvahs, which is infinitely greater than the level of mitzvahs. She mitzvahs mani magia shem, that mitzvahs have no effect there. Okay, shubchin madreges mailus moker eratera v'shar shelaelu shchins madreges meish. Okay, what it means is like this: v'aschanen al Hashem means Meishe Rabbeinu brought down to the Yidden a level of elokus that they don't need mitzvahs to reach. Normally, in order to reach a level of elokus, you need to have mitzvahs. But there's a level of elokus that mitzvahs don't do anything there. Like we say, the kids say in the bar mitzvah, "Maim im chatasa matifel bei." You do a mitzvah, it doesn't matter. You do it, you don't do it, it's all the same. Now, what do you mean you do a mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah, it's all the same? What it means is, there's a level of relationship, like we learned. Children are not dependent on behavior. That relationship that a Jew has with Hashem, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, v'aschanan el havaya, he brought down the matnas chinam, the level of alokus, which is higher than the observance of mitzvahs, into the level of havaya. He brought down that high level into yud kei vavkei, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. And why was Moshe Rabbeinu able to do this? Because Moshe Madrege is the level of anechi emei beinechem ubein Hashem ubeinechem lagin lochem esvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says in the pasuk, which is the definition of what Moshe Rabbeinu says, is in Kabbalah Chassidus, it's brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Mamutza HaMechaber, the intermediary that connects. Sometimes an intermediary separates, sometimes an intermediary connects. An intermediary that connects, says in Chassidus, is higher than both levels that it's connecting. In order to connect A to B, yeah? So sometimes you have a connecting. A is too great, B is lesser, so you need something to break up A to be able to come into B. So it separates the two. Sometimes you have an intermediary that connects A and B together. Now, if A and B are different, how in the world can the intermediary connect A and B? So the answer is because the intermediary is above both. And therefore, because it's above both, it can connect two opposites. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu says in himself, "Anechi emet bein Hashem ubeinechem lahagid lochem ezvar Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden, that's what a Rebbe is, by the way, Mamutza Mechaber, the intermediary that connects Hashem with the Yidden. Yeah? But one second. But it says, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be higher than God? No. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm standing between the level of Havaya and you. What is that level? Anechi, which is higher than Havaya Elokim. Right? Higher than Hashem Elokecha, which is higher, the level of Ata, which is higher than Ata Hashem Elokeinu.
We're not saying he's Anechi.
Huh?
We're not saying he's the level of
Anechi. He is. He brings down the level of, and that's what he says. Shemadregis sumayliv mokar v'shoshaleilu b'chinis madregis meisha, that it says on him, Anechi emi ben Hashem alakechem. Meisha Rabbeinu brings down the level of Anechi from Havaya into alakechem, into beinechem. So that's...
He's bringing that down. It's not
yeah, but in order for Meisha Rabbeinu to bring down that level... That's what Chassidus explains. It's a difficult to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's not level of God himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is the level that brings down the level of Anechi from Hashem into Elokecha. Beinechem uvein Anechem bein Hashem ubeinechem. I connect Havaya and you. Right? Now, how is that possible? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than the level of Havaya. He comes from the level of Nechi.
You mentioned that there are two separate entities, two different things. I mean, the Jew has a Hashem and Hashem.
But that's hidden. By Moshe Rabbeinu is revealed. By a Jew, it's hidden.
But he's not connected to two different entities.
He's connecting the level of
he wouldn't be able to do that.
One second. I hear what you. He connects the level of Hashem with the level of the neshama that's in the body that doesn't feel Elokus. Yeah. That's what he says. I'm not saying it. He says it.
Is that you're allowed to say that?
Higher than the level of Yudke Vavke? Yudke Vavke is the 10 spheres.
Is it me?
That is Keser. I mean, it's like, it's not the people.
He's saying he's higher than Hashem.
Yeah. Not higher than the level of Yudke Vavke, not higher than Hashem. You say Hashem, we're talking about Hashem himself. Higher than the level of Yudke Vavke. What's so difficult about that? Higher than Atzilus.
Rabbi,
is
Basav
Adam?
The person is Basav Adam.
What's higher than Hashem? I don't know.
Is a Nechi higher than Avaya? How can he be higher than Hashem?
That's Hashem.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not, we're talking about the level of Havaya. Is a neshama chelak alakami mal, mamish? Is that higher than Avaya or lower than Avaya? So Tanya, the Alter Rebbe speaks in Perek Beis, a neshama comes to the level of Atzilus. Yeah, that's the level of Yud Kivovki. But be'etzem, a neshama is higher than Atzilus. It's chelak alakami mal mamish. And what's the? The Rebbe writes in Yud Shvat Sichas in Chelik Beis. The Rebbe writes, these are the earlier years. The Rebbe says, I see Bali Nigla. Rashbi says, Man Pnei Odin Dor Rashbi. Tzoyer. Rashbi said, Man Pnei Odin, who is the face of God, Rashbi. And the Rebbe says, I see Bali Nigla Tmuim. I see that the wonder is. And the Rebbe said, it's open Yerushalmi about another person. We have no understanding what it means. But it's not apikursis. Why should somebody think it's apikursis? There's a level of Yudke Vavke. There's a level of Elokim. Yes? Hashem Hu Elokim. A neshama is higher than the level of Yudke Vavke. Why is it so difficult to understand? But by us, that level of the neshama is not. Okay, let me ask a different question. Kuntis Yon Shoteres Echsidis. It says that the four levels of neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya, is connected to the four worlds. Okay, what's Yechida? Higher than, no! Higher than Atzilus. The four world, the four levels in Neshama correspond with the four levels you came off, okay? It corresponds with Atzilus, B'ri Yitziras here, yeah? What's Yechida? What does it say over there? Yechida is higher than Havaya? Lifnei Hashem? Yeah? Is that so difficult to understand? Is that apikursis? Because they don't understand. You're talking greater than God. When they say God, it's like a kid says God. He doesn't mean tzilus, but he means God, the essence.
That means God has different levels.
Good morning. Anechi avaya lekecha. Yeah.
Now.
A neshama, yichida of the neshama is higher than the level of Yudke Vavke. How can a neshama do tshuva? Lift the havaya to taru. Because yichida, from the level of yichida, there's only tahara. Lift the Hashem to taru. Yichida doesn't sin. Gam b'shas echet ha'isavam ni'itek, afo b'shechot Yisrael. Yeah? What is so difficult to understand? There are levels of alukus. That's what I'm saying. Here we're learning there's a level called Elokim. There's a level of Havaya. Yeah. Havaya is a level basically of Atzilus, creation. Now, is there a level of God higher than creation? The expression in Chassidus is Lei zeu ikar elokus ma shubeir elemis. The primary thing of God is not that he creates worlds. Worlds come from Malchus, one word. Is that the essence of the person? 100% not. Yeah? Okay. So there's the levels of God which are revelations of God. There's an infinite There's a miraculous level. There's a natural level. There's the shtalshulis level. There's higher than the shtalshulis level. Yeah? The neshama of every yid, yichid shebenefesh, is higher than the level of yud kivavke. What? 1 minute. Is that, that makes sense? Granted, every Jew is yechida, so it's higher than the love of Yud Kivok. The main fundamental difference is, by him it's always revealed, and by us it's not. Now, that you can understand also. Simple logic.
I can't say it.
Why can't you say it?
Because if I said these things...
It depends, of course... It depends on how you explain it and how you say it. First, you have to give an introduction. There's a level of anechi, avaya, lekech. There's a baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu. Right? They have to learn. They have to understand. There's a level of a name. There's a level of the essence. There's a level of this name and that name. The infinite revelation of Hashem. The finite revelation of Hashem. That's all in names. Yeah. But we learned chassidus. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. It's not. That's what the wacko for people to think that. Yechidah shebenefesh, it's according, this is Kabbalah, Chassidus. The Kabbalah and Chassidus say clearly, the four levels of the neshama correspond with nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, which corresponds with Yud Kei Vav Kei, which corresponds with the level of the four worlds. Yeah? That's, worlds are revelations of godliness. Helam, it's a concealed level of godliness because any revelation of anything is a concealment, it's a limitation. Now, there's a level that each one of us possess. It's something called Yechida Shebenefesh. Yechida Leyachadach. Why is it called Yechida? Feminine of the word Yachid. Hashem is Yachid. The Neshama, which happens to be feminine, the Neshama itself is the feminine word, because the Neshama receives from Yachid, and therefore the essence of the Neshama is called Yechida. That level of the Neshama is higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, therefore Yud Kei Vav Kei could be blemished, therefore you have to return the haze, Yud Kei Vav Kei could go into Golos. Right? But there's a level of Yechida in the Neshama, which is higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yes? Without explanation, but I hope by now we have explanations. Okay. Now, if somebody, by us, that level Yechida is revealed rarely. It's supposed to be revealed. I don't feel Yechida Shebenefesh in Kippur. Maybe you do. I don't. Okay, it's revealed then. But you got to be able to see it, feel it. So by somebody who's always revealed by Yechida, that's a level of Elokus, which is revealed higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. So when you use the word that a Rebbe is higher than God, yeah, that's apikursis. That's apikursis. No, we're not. We're saying it's higher than the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Is Yud Kei Vav Kei God? No, it's a revelation of God. Is it the essence of Hashem? No. That's called a nechi. That's nameless. Nameless is the way you're already associating with world.
This could definitely be mistaken. Even by someone who learns Chassidus.
No, if they learn Chassidus properly, it's not an issue at all.
It has to be explained, like you said, properly. And you can't just walk in and say, Moshe
Rabbeinu,
or Rebbe, was higher than
Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what Rebbe says, not me. Shayesheirish nishmasei, why was Moshe Rabbeinu able to be a mamutza mechab? Because his sheirish of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama came from the anechi. Misha anechi, that's what he says, anechi eimed. Okay, now, shalachin hoya bekeach laham shebechinas havayim, which is the level of Sirusa Delayla. Meisha Rabbeinu's neshama. Our neshamas also originate higher in Atzilus.
Yeah, from the essence of Hashem.
It becomes in the emanation of the neshama. The emanation of the neshama comes from Atzilus.
But the source of the neshama is Hashem.
it's such a simple concept.
So he's from a nation. We're all from a nation.
We're all from a nation. The difference is, the difference is, by him, it's revealed 24/7. And by us, it's revealed 120 years. Of course, you don't come down, don't go downtown and tell people, hey, you know, the Rebbe is higher than God. I mean, the first thoughts, happy courses. Mamish happy courses. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Elohim means God? Is Elohim God? Okay. Which nature? Can a Jew change nature? So that means I'm higher than Elohim. So basically, you're higher than God. Ask a guy downtown. Yeah? Elohim equals Ateva? Okay. Now, can a Jew change nature?
Yes.
Now, that means you're higher than God. That's how Epicurus is. How can a Jew change nature? You're higher than God? Okay, ask him, what does that mean? Yeah. The problem is they don't think about God, so it doesn't matter, Elohim, Avai, they're not thinking about God anyway. By the way, especially those downtown guys that you're talking about, you should take this all off tape. The downtown guys, they all daven from that siddur, the Sephardic siddur, has the different vowels under Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yeah. Now, what does all that mean? Go into, not depth, go into period.
Their father davened that way, they davened that way.
Okay, now, in the bracha atochen ladam das, yeah? Look at the nekudas of Yitke Vavke, is all patach.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
b'chochme perseh shorim, chochme is patach. Bina is comets. So in the brachas have to do with bina, it's comets. Okay, other brachas have sego, which is three. Okay. They daven for those to do them. Now, it says that Tzemach Tzeh brings down Shesh Mitzvah Tefillah. Mipnei, he quotes the Chazal that say, Mimna, Mipnei, I remember the exact question. Basically, why did the Jews call out to Hashem and they're not answered? Shein Yoedem Lechavim BaHashem. It says, this is what it says in the Tzemach Tzeh, he brings it down Derech Mitzvah. Why do Eden daven to Hashem and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to call the name. Does it mean? They don't have kavanah. What does that mean? Because a mekubal, when they say the bracha atochen ladam das, I'm not talking about the hocus pocus ones. I'm talking the real mekubalim. They were davening the way yudke vavke comes into the level of chokhmah. The next bracha into bina. The next bracha into das. Okay. So you have to know how to channel that level into the channel that you need to be able to fix and get what you want, right? If it goes into the wrong pipe, you know, like, okay, picture the money counters. You know, you put money in, then it goes into the different compartments of pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. Yeah? Okay. So if you want to get into the penny one, you have to go through the penny channel. You want to get into the dime one, you have to get into the dime one. Right? The first minute goes into the penny one. Yeah, so when you're able to be mamshechit in the right channel, it works better. What electrician needs to know which wire the things are going to go through.
Yes.
Then it works better. No. But the other thing is, and that's where some said being down, animus pala dazatin, not about himself, about whoever said it. Animus pala dazatinuk. I don't know coins, nickels, pennies, dimes, quarters, this wire, that wire. I'm davening to God. Let him figure it out. Okay? What level of God is that kid davening to? Not Hatzilus. Not Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem. He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know there's Atzilus. He doesn't know Bria. He doesn't know Sfilis. He doesn't know Gilui. He doesn't know Etzem. He doesn't know names. He doesn't know Ato. He doesn't know anything. daven straight to Hashem.
No, we don't need Kabbalah.
You need Chassidus, you don't need Kabbalah.
Story that the guy, he knew only two words at the back of the shoe.
Kukuriku. And he daven straight to Hashem. And God, you know, when you go to the oil, the pan begins, Anala Ere Rachmi Rabim, a lie, but we write Anala Ere Rachmi Rabim Vachulu. Because in this form it says, what you really write is Anala Ere Rachmi Rabim, Mi Moker Harachmi Vasliches. Vachsadim, yeah. Moker, okay, but we don't write that. Because Rebbe once said, don't tell the Friedrich Rebbe where to get it from. He knows the address.
You don't write that.
We just unalert Rachm Rabbim Vachulu. Because the Rebbe said, don't tell the, we read, I'm asking it to awaken mercy from the source of mercy. You're telling the Friedrich, the Rebbe where to go, where to get it from? He knows better than you where to get it from. Hakenshkin Shainik, in other words. Don't make it worse.
Stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way. Chassidim used to wish that the Eibush should give them the schuth, they shouldn't stand in the Rebbe's way. Forget about doing things. We shouldn't get in the way. Like, little kids want to help. Sometimes you tell them, do me a favor, just get out of the way, that's the biggest help. Sometimes you tell that to teenagers too. Just get out of here. You'll help me better getting out of here. So why is it? So of course, if you come to a guy and say, yeah, Rebbe is greater than God, that's a mamish apikursis. Mamish apikursis. There is a level of this. Okay? What does lifnei Hashem mean? Tell a guy in downtown, it's a good example for those people that are there. Lifnei Hashem, tell a guy that means higher than Yudke Vavke. They'll call you an apikratus. But once you explain, there's a level of Havaya, there's a level of Elokim, there's a level of Neichi. Lifnei Havaya reaches Yudkevavke, the four levels of Neshama. Tshuva reaches higher than Yudkevavke. Level of Yechida. Yudkevavke is already the 10 spheres of the person. Seichel, Midas, right? The 10 spheres. What's the level of Keser? On top of the head. That's higher than Yudkevavke. Yudkevavke, Yud is Chochma. Where does Chochmah begin? In the head, not on top of the head. There's a level of Kes on top of the head. Yeah? So tell a guy that the level of Kes is higher than Yudkevavke. So, you're Epicurus. But learn what it, learn what it means. And then you see, yeah, that's true. And it can't be any other way. Huh? Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know if I should take this off the whole thing.